Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 178 for the week of August 9th, 2010. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on August 4th, Performance Review Institute is seeking nationwide aerospace consultant auditors for the chemical processing program. As a NADCAP auditor, you will perform processing audits, complete audit reports, and have the opportunity to train associate auditors. Qualifications include bachelor's degree in a technical field, 5 years hands-on experience with electroplating, anodizing, conversion coatings, chemical milling, and/or painting, and understanding of aerospace and general quality systems. For more information on this position, please click on the Help Wanted's directory on our homepage. Here are excerpts from the NASF Regulatory Alert, dated August 4th, 2010. EPA sends chromium electroplating rule to White House. The agency sent its proposed rulemaking to the White House for a 30-day regulatory review in order to meet a September 14th signing deadline for EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson. The chromium electroplating proposal is the first maximum achievable control technology rule to undergo a full residual risk and technology review, or RTR, under the Obama administration. Among the pressing concerns for NASF has been EPA's list of high-risk facilities in the industry. These facilities were part of a larger agency analysis of 1,200 finishing operations that appear to have higher relative emissions and thus would prompt more stringent technology requirements for the entire sector. To respond to the high-risk list, along with other matters, NASF recently launched a well-grounded technical effort to evaluate EPA's potential overestimate of cancer risks from the industry. In the absence of actual emissions data, EPA's model applied considerably higher default values for emissions from a number of operations. To verify the agency's model, NASF's work has focused on collecting actual facility emissions data to demonstrate that emission levels and potential risks from chromium electroplating are significantly lower than the agency's calculations. In response to NASF efforts, EPA appears to be including an RTR recommendation more favorable to the industry for White House review. However, NASF Government and Industry Affairs expects further pressure to make the rule more stringent prior to its formal proposal and is prepared to meet with officials at the White House Regulatory Review Office during the August congressional recess to address outstanding technical, scientific, and feasibility concerns. Another major element of the rule concerns the treatment of mist suppressants and wetters used widely in the industry. In light of EPA's Chemical Action Plan announced earlier this year on minimizing industrial uses of PFOS and related long-chain perfluorinated compounds, NASF has been in regular discussions with EPA on using voluntary and regulatory approaches to phase out over time the use of certain perfluorinated ingredients in the finishing industry. Some new developments are highly troubling for the industry at the national level. As part of the NASF's and the Minnesota Association of Metal Finishers effort to collaborate with EPA headquarters and EPA Region 5 on adopting alternatives, the industry has focused on the steps already made by Minnesota finishers in adopting PFOS substitutes. In a meeting with EPA last week, however, Minnesota regulators informed NASF and Minnesota finishing industry leadership that it viewed current or former industry users of traditional mist suppressants as potentially subject to liability for water quality impairments. Minnesota's recommendation for the industry is to avoid using mist suppressants altogether. NASF Government and Industry Affairs will be exploring the matter further with the state of Minnesota and EPA headquarters in Washington. NASF will hold a key supplier briefing in Chicago in September. EPA officials will join participants and discuss the challenges ahead on mist suppressants. NASF has invited Minnesota state regulatory officials as well. For more information on this alert, please contact Christian Richter at CRICHTER at thepolicygroup.com or Jeff Hannipel at JHANNAPEL at thepolicygroup.com. Here's the calendar of events for August. On August 12th, the AESF Foundation will hold a Safety Topics webinar. On August 17th and 18th, the Surface Finishing Academy will have an Introduction to Anodizing workshop and an Advanced Powder Coating workshop in San Diego, California. On August 18th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their Continuing Education Seminar at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. Topic will be On-Site Wastewater Treatment. And on August 27th, the Milwaukee branch of the NASF will have a golf outing at the Silver Spring Country Club in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.